Oh, I thought it'd pass over.
Bleak and predictable. Well, no point in me coming up here at all.
I'll just have to sit it out.
I can't sit around and watch. I've got to get on with.
I think we should stay, Bri.
Why?
To give Mum a break, if nothing else.
No, don't be ridiculous.
She deserves a chance to relax. The atmosphere between you two is poisonous.
No, it isn't.
She was completely washed out this morning.
Your mother and I are trying to deal with a very difficult situation.
Of your making.
Which is frankly none of your business.
I'm just letting you know what I think.
Thank you very much.
It's time someone did.
Adam.
How can you ask her to take Rory?
Only as a last resort.
It's so selfish.
No.
And it's cruel.
I'm not trying to hurt your mother, Adam.
What do you think we're doing?
I'm being realistic.
I can't believe you even suggested it. Don't you think the affair was bad enough for her? Tell Siobhan it's impossible.
I can't.
Of course you can.
No, I can't. I'm Rory's father.
As if that means anything.
How dare you!
You can't walk back.
Watch me.
Admit it. You've hardly ever even seen him.
Criticize me all you like for the past, Adam, but don't you ever accuse me of not caring for my son.
What about Mum? Don't you care for her?
Of course I do.
Then why don't you tell Siobhan no way?
This isn't about Siobhan, it's about Rory's future.
No one's saying you shouldn't take financial responsibility for him.
I don't give a damn about the money. He's my boy, that's all that matters. I held him as a baby. My son in my hands. Every day of my life since then, I've thought about him. And I'm not meant to care if his mother dies and there's no one to look after him.
Get in. You're getting soaked. Get in, Brian. Maybe I shouldn't have said...
Adam, when I first met your mother, you and Debbie came first. It was never said, it never needed to be. When your mother and I got together, those were the rules. Two children already. Should have run like hell. But I loved her.
So, accepting us was a duty?
No. Well, perhaps at first, yes. You were hard work, you know, Adam.
I wasn't so wild about having you around, either.
Yeah, we made sure I knew that.
I was a kid.
It was the price of being with Jenny, I thought. Then something happened. Something extraordinary.
What?
Even before Kate and Alice came along, it stopped being just a duty. I began to enjoy you and Debbie driving me crazy. I started loving you. As my own.
I'm not saying you didn't care.
I mean, I could understand you not wanting me there.
I never thought that, Brian.
No?
No. But you and us, it's not the same
as... Two young children? Needing a father? Needing to be looked after? Loved? Just like Rory now. It's not that different, you know.
Does he really mean that much to you?
If he loses his mother, he becomes my responsibility. It's that simple. You, Debbie, Kate and Alice. And now Rory. It's the same for all of you. Unconditional. If he needs me, I'm going to be there for him.